Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Teacher, author of Life is No Coincidence, and I am delighted to welcome Raven Keyes, also a Reiki Master, and the author of The Healing Power of Reiki. Raven has written an artful, descriptive, and practical application for the wondrous results that are possible for an ancient Japanese healing method called Reiki. Raven offers documented stories to support the many benefits emotionally, physically, and spiritually that Reiki sessions administered by a certified Reiki practitioner or master teacher can provide. Healing and enhanced spiritual awakening are often the natural outcome of these treatments. Hi, Raven, and welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your listening audience.
You're very welcome. You know, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, in the search for true healing, we also discover more about our individual talents and goals and why we respond in certain ways to situations. You know, we're sensory beings and we're always receiving information from many sources, and this information guides us to better outcomes in all our activities. And furthermore, there are extrasensory abilities such as intuition and instincts, and this can also help us understand our physical and energy experiences. Reiki and other alternative healing methods are tools to prevent unnecessary health problems, improve our perception of our emotions, and offer ways to remove limiting patterns, old patterns, so we can create new behavior for a more balanced lifestyle. Today, you and I, Raven, will share the beauty and gift that Reiki is and the potential for Reiki in medical interventions, and also the power for Reiki to help us discover our higher self, develop our divine connections to love and compassion, and ways to understand the multidimensional levels of life, both here and beyond the earth plane. Let's begin, Raven. In your book, you give a well-informed description of Reiki. Can you tell our listeners your definition and also your first impression of Reiki?
My first impression of Reiki came to me when I was in a yoga class with my private teacher. My husband and I had a private yoga teacher, and she appeared one day to give us a class, and she had just taken her Reiki certification. So she said she was going to give us Reiki during the class. And so at the end of the class, she gave us Reiki, and I was just like blown away by it. And it was so beautiful. I felt so wonderful that I definitely wanted to learn how to do it. I didn't know what it was.
You know, you described it. I also had a yoga teacher. I was told to begin my understanding of energy by taking yoga, and I didn't have any idea what I was in for. But my yoga teacher also was a Reiki master, but I didn't receive Reiki from her at that time. But you described that you suddenly felt lighter, happier, hopeful, calm, and strong. And these are all typical responses to first encounters with Reiki. As a matter of fact, before I really understood what Reiki was, I was attuned to Reiki 1. There was a reason I had a knee injury, and I was told to go. And when I felt what passed through my knee, I was told I was a healer and I had to take this, and I followed through on it. But during the Reiki attunement, which we'll talk about a little later, I actually felt everything that you just described there. I felt it was such a blessing to feel this energy and to be part of it, and I wanted nothing more than to continue to learn. But you also describe Reiki as a tactile art. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Japanese healing art and the intelligent energy that Reiki is?
Yes, well, when you give someone Reiki, hopefully you'll always be able to give them a full session, which means that you're touching their body, and unless it's an inappropriate place. But the way that I do Reiki on a person is that I use a series of hand positions and pass my hand, touch them with my hands. And then the energy of Reiki comes through me, as you know, it passes through me first and comes out of my hands. That's what happens with Reiki practitioners, which means that we're never drained. We're always full. We don't take anything on from the person we're working on, because Reiki is a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
It's just get something that you give. And, you know, Reiki has a history, and I believe that it's really much older than when it was discovered in Japan.
Well, it was rediscovered in 1900 by Dr. Yusui, but
yes,
it is, and I've been told, over 3,000 years old. It was handed down from generation to generation. But you also say in the book that in the Japanese, rei means spirit or divine, supernatural or miraculous, and ki means breath, force, energy, or intention. And once when I worked on an autistic teenager who was experiencing a lot of anger and anxiety, I asked him to describe how he felt after the session. And he said, Reiki is a force.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good description from a kid. So
yeah.
I want to say that after years of studying with many energy teachers and also different modalities, which utilize the same universal energy that's all around us, I describe Reiki and all spiritually guided energy techniques, though they're hard to describe in words, but they are a universal energy of love and gentleness that seals the bonds between our spiritual, emotional, and physical lives for a multidimensional healing, which returns us to our natural state that we were born with of balance and health, positive thinking, and allows us to have positive action. You know, Raven, at the beginning of your book, you tell a little about your early remembrances and an early marriage. Can you tell us where you grew up and something about your family life and any interests you had before Reiki found you?
Well, I grew up in Danbury, Connecticut, in a very simple family and a very simple neighborhood. I did have a lot of nature that was surrounded me, but I think that all my life I was always connected to something, because as a very young child, I had an accident, and when I fell down my grandmother's stairs and was knocked unconscious, it was in that when I was coming out of that, there was an angel there who helped me and told me that I was going to be okay. And I think that between that happening and other really strong connections that I had to the natural environment around me, I became very aware of the fact that there was more going on than most people were talking about. I think that I was always connected to the energy.
Yes, you were, and I was the same way as a child. I remember at 3 years old, I was either very joyful and running with my feet barely touching the ground, but then I would cry because I would pick up all the sensitivities and emotions and fears of everybody around me. And one day when I was lying on the grass in the country, in the Catskill Mountains, I looked up and I said, I don't know why you dropped me here. Now, at the time, I didn't know where that was to lead. But just by remembering that and just by you telling the story you just did, we had this sensitivity. We were guided by those in spirit. And I was not aware of angels at that early time as you were. But later on, I also became aware of the forces that work in that invisible dimension or divine dimension to help us remember who we are, spiritual
right.
beings having a physical life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very fortunate to have learned that and are able to use it to help ourselves and others. Now, Raven, as a Reiki master, I find it interesting to observe how your personal development and path were defined by the places and people you interacted with, as indeed was mine. As you entered the world of Reiki and completed your training, you mentioned that circumstances and opportunities aligned themselves, and you didn't have to seek out other events. They started to come to you. Synchronicity and coincidences, and my first book is all about that, because that's how I discovered Reiki and this connection to higher energy. So it is when you are in alignment to the energy that things start to move and happen in a very positive way. So I know you were employed by Equinox Fitness, a health club chain, and it seems to me that Reiki makes us like magnets and draws people and work opportunities to us when we become focused on serving others and also, I guess, paying attention to our inner guidance. Now, you have had some very, very interesting and exciting experiences. Can you tell us how you were brought into the operating room under the supervision of Dr. Oz, who's a heart surgeon, and how Reiki helped your clients and what the people in the operating room later told you they experienced?
Well, I had, through my employment at Equinox, I met a woman, and she was a friend of a member. So she was brought to my meditation class. I still happen to, at this moment in time, I continue to teach those meditation classes at Equinox. They're amazing for me and for everyone, but so much for me. That, you know, I know one day I won't be able to do it anymore, but
what?
That is going to be very sad for me because it's so beautiful.
Why won't
anyway,
you be able to do it?
Hmm?
Why won't you be able to do it anymore?
Well, because I really can foresee that my life is getting busier and busier and busier, and I'm being asked to travel, and I'm going to go to England to write my next book, and, like, a lot of things are starting to happen, so.
Oh, okay. As long
yeah.
Because I know when I have led a meditation, a healing meditation, as you say, it's you're so full. And when you see the other people walk out with their eyes and they see and feel
yeah.
and are expanded through the experience, it is a great gesture of love for us as well as for those experiencing it. So, okay, whatever you're guided to do is going to be right for yourself and the other people whose lives you're going to touch. But tell us something about the operating room and what went on.
Okay, so my client, the woman who came to my class became my client. She had an issue. She wanted to have Reiki. And we became very close. And so anyway, long story short, she started to have shortness of breath, and she was not able to walk. And so she went to a cardiologist who told her that she needed to get open-heart surgery. So she came to me looking to pick a surgeon, and we had a conversation in which she said that she might pick Dr. Oz because he believed in alternative medicine in conjunction with allopathic medicine. So she asked me if he would agree for me to go into the operating room if I would do it. My initial reaction was no, because I'm very squeamish, or I was. I'm not anymore, but I was then, and I was just afraid that I would just pass out or something. I didn't have any idea how I would react in a situation like that. So it came to pass that through a whole set of mystical circumstances that Reiki always seems to line up for you, I ended up going to surgery with her. I was told during the Reiki session that we had when she initially asked me, my angels told me I had to say yes, that a lot of stuff needed to happen from my bravery, that I had to be brave and step up to the planet and say yes. So I said yes. And they also told me during the session that I needed to give her my resume. So that's what I did. So the next day she went to see Dr. Oz, and he said, oh, that's a great idea. Do you have a resume? I had never given anybody my resume before. And I don't think I ever even have since. It was just a one-time thing. But anyway, in the operating room, there were at that time, it was election day of 2000, so it was quite a long time ago now when you think about how things have changed so drastically.
They're changing very rapidly now. You know, on my website, I have written that Reiki as a supportive alternative therapy will be used with Western medicine more readily in hospitals, trauma centers, hospice care units, and in major corporations, because it can limit recovery time from emotional or physical situations. Now, you were lucky to work with several doctors. I know you mentioned also Dr. Feldman, who is an oncologist. And I want you write that they are forward-thinking doctors. And I'd like to read the two quotes that they both gave in your book, because it's very powerful. Dr. Feldman, who's an oncologist.
Well, oh, wait just a moment. He's a breast cancer surgeon.
Okay, breast cancer surgeon.
Yeah.
Okay, he discussed in your book, and he wrote, after seeing the results and healing provided by the Reiki support that you gave to his surgical patients, he wrote this: "At Columbia, we have initiated a study that incorporates the role of Reiki practitioners in applying mind-body principles and energy healing to help prepare patients for breast cancer surgery and emotionally accept the loss of their breasts, because we must continue to provide care that is patient-centered and reduces the stress and trauma of disease." Well, that's true healing now, because we have to address the emotional and physical concerns of patients. And Dr. Oz, who's a heart surgeon, wrote in similar fashion after observing the effects of Reiki on his patient: "Although difficult for the medical community at large to accept an energy worker and a surgeon, they may be able to assist one another to ensure the full recovery of the patient." So, Raven, as you and I know, when all ego is set aside and all medical professionals accept the fact that many conditions must be in effect for the best results, and this includes the mind, spirit, and physical aspects of an individual, it's going to be realized that Reiki and other energy healing modalities can, in a cooperative effort, make energy workers part of the medical team. Now, you also you tell us that you became aware of guides who are around you, who help you, and help with the energy healing. Can you tell us about your first guide and who told you that you would be following this Reiki path?
Well, my first encounter with a guide was Little Raven, who was chief of the Arapaho Nation during the time of the land wars with the white man. And he came to me in a meditation, and he told me that I was going to go on a new path and that I was going to be taking this new turn in my life, and that he didn't tell me what it was. It was just that my life was about to change and I was going to have this new path. And shortly thereafter is when I heard the word Reiki. And when I heard the word Reiki, it was like that voice, his voice came to me and said, "The new path." And then, you know, the rest is history, kind of. I just found my way to it.
Well, Raven, I know that you were aware, because you said earlier that you were aware of angels or guides in spirit who help us with our daily life, and certainly in a health situation, and they work with healers. But I wasn't aware of this when I began Reiki. It wasn't until after my Reiki 2 attunement that I became aware of a group of guides around me, and I began to realize that they were channeling the healing energy through me to the clients. And I then became aware of other guides and teachers who were there. They move in and out of our lives, and they help us with developing many of our spiritual gifts. And you also say that you became aware that you were intuitive, call it what you will, psychic, a medium, dealing with messages from that higher realm of information or life beyond this place. And I, too, became aware that I was receiving messages. And can you tell us, not all Reiki practitioners receive messages or have spiritual communication. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, I think that we're all wired differently. We come into this plane called human life with different gifts, and we all have a different assignment that I believe we chose for ourselves long before we were ever born.
I agree with you, yes.
Yeah.
Life
and
plan.
So it's, and I also believe that every person who needs Reiki is going to find the right practitioner for
yes.
them. Some people would be very, very off put by the idea that there was an angel in the room or that somebody did something that was from another realm. You know, it's not something every person could get with. But the ones who need that are going to find the Reiki practitioners who are dealing with angels and spirits and receiving messages from deceased people and whatever a person needs. Because I truly believe that when the heart opens and calls out for Reiki, all kinds of things start happening. It just happens. It's just like when you work with the angels, you have to ask them for their help. They're not going to just come down and do things unless you're going to fall off the side of a cliff and it's not your time, you still have stuff to do. Then they're allowed to, you know, put a hand out and drag you back. But otherwise, you have to ask. But when a person is ill or they're upset or they're traumatized or they're anything, if they just ask for Reiki, a lot of things are going to start happening, like I just said. So they'll find the right practitioner.
Yeah, I was not, when I began Reiki and as my intuitive mediumship gifts started to evolve, I did not want to share that so readily. I was, I knew people could accept the energy healing and the peace and the relaxation that they were receiving, but I didn't know if they could handle hearing that there were guides or beings from another realm of life or energy. So I was very quiet about it. But over time, I saw that the messages were as important to give as the healing sessions and help people release a lot of fear and guilt over situations that had happened in the course of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, it became part of the process. And I work, as you do, with messages and readings and also the healing work. And I know that you say in every operating room, in the book, you tell that Archangel Gabriel tells you that in every operating room, there are angels present. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, I believe there are angels present all the time, but that's now, because I've learned a lot since that was in 2000. Remember, when Gabriel was preparing me to get ready to go to the operating room, there was a lot of stuff that happened for me personally so that I was able to do it. And one of the things was that message that there were always angels in the operating room to help people to stay in their bodies who might be trying to escape ahead of schedule or to take them home into the light if that was what was meant to be for them then. So now I know that angels are with everybody. I really just know it. Whether they're aware of it or not is, well, their issue. But in a way,
it
not
may
to
just
say
not
that
be
in
their,
a disrespectful
it,
way. But,
yeah, it might just not be their time. Now,
right.
I want to tell you, I did hospice work. You were guided to work in certain arenas, and I was guided to work and do hospice work for 8 years. Now, one time I was with I was so happy to read what you said about the operating room and the three angels circulating at the ceiling, because I never discussed this with anyone else. But one day in hospice, I was with a gentleman who was about 95. He was in a coma, and I had my eyes closed, and I was sending him distant healing or Reiki without doing a session. And all of a sudden, I saw three magnificent angels in my inner vision at the ceiling, and they were singing, and I tried to hear it, but I couldn't hear the music, and I knew his time was short. So that was not a story I would have shared at the time, but that is also about the time you said, about 2000, and but it was very comforting to me. to see that, to feel that, and to feel the love, and to know that this man was alone in the room, but he was not alone, that he was going to be received into spirit, into the light, and I actually saw it and felt it and knew it, and I never doubted it and the reality of it as you in the operating room saw it and knew it. So personally, I have found that Reiki and the messages from spirit that we are loved and should accept and receive every blessing that life offers us is one of the benefits of Reiki. There are such deep connections between us and those in spirit. And as Gabriel has suggested to you, Raven, that they ask us to connect to our best thoughts and energy to take care of ourselves and others in our life, and make Reiki a tool and the key for our personal evolution and improving the human condition. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Raven, for sharing your Reiki experiences in your wonderful new book, which makes it so easy to understand the practicality of Reiki and the benefits. And the name of the book is The Healing Power of Reiki. And I invite listeners to go to your website at ravenkeys.com. In summarizing this show, Raven and I have discussed the benefits and mystical energy connections to all of life, to healing for your personal soul development, and also for your most joyous life experience. So we suggest you bring Reiki energy healing sessions into your life and also explore other energy healing modalities, meditation and yoga, all of which offer tremendous support when paired with Western traditional healing methods. Find your team of people, professionally and personally, who can help you to be joyful and positive, for they are the part of the means for greater health and prosperity. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to learn more about the world of healing for the creation of your own dynamic and successful life journey.